Today, our gospel, immediately in John chapter 1, verse 29, we hear John the Baptist saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Let's focus on that text, the Lamb of God. We have heard John chapter 3, verse 16 many times. God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son, that those who believe will have eternal life. You see, the coming of Jesus, His sacrifice on the cross, was the Lamb of sacrifice to fulfill that we would attain eternal life. Jesus did what the Father promised from the beginning, what was foretold in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, the first part. You will read there the sacrifice of Abraham. When God asked Abraham, the father of faith, to sacrifice his son, Isaac. And when everything was ready, Isaac noticed that they did not bring a lamb of sacrifice. And in Genesis chapter 22, verse 8 specifically, Abraham said in a very disheartening voice, "God will provide for the sacrifice." Remember that text when God says, "God will provide." He did not say, "God provided." And then a ram came and they sacrificed a ram. It was not a lamb. Remember that. It was not a lamb. That was not the sacrifice that God will provide. Then here comes Exodus. On the night of the Passover, God, through Moses, said, "Moses, get a lamb, a male lamb, unblemished." Okay? Look at the symbolism. A male lamb, unblemished. Sacrifice it. And because of that sacrifice, people of Israel took the blood and put the blood on the cross beam of the doors. And the angel of death passed over. And Israel was saved. The sacrifice used for Israel to be saved was a lamb. A lamb. But there was another criteria. When before the lamb was sacrificed and slaughtered, what was it? God said, "Make sure that no bone will be broken." That's very important. Make sure that no bone will be broken. Exodus chapter 12, verse 48. That whole dialogue of God telling Jesus, telling Moses how to prepare the lamb, you will find in verse 1 to 12. But in verse 48, here is God saying, "Make sure that no bone will be broken." Why is it so important? Hundreds of years later, Israel experienced being exiled to Babylon. A penalty because of their sins. because they started living away from God. They started to adore other gods. They started to offend God because they committed idolatry. And because of that, they were sent in exile to Babylon. And during the time of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah said, "You are my good servant. You are my servant, Israel. I will make sure that you will see the glory of God. You will see His glory." Our readings today. And indeed, four chapters after chapter 52 and chapter 53, Isaiah described the kind of Messiah that God will send. A suffering servant in the image of a lamb who is tamed, led to a slaughter. A lamb. Again, the image of the lamb. The lamb. And here comes our gospel. John, for the first time, seeing Jesus coming to be baptized, and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Fulfilling the very mystery of the name of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, verse 48. "You shall name him Jesus." Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. And that is why when John saw Jesus coming, the image that John used, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." What kind of Lamb of God? If in the Old Testament, the Lamb was to expiate the sins of man as a sacrifice and save Israel from death, this new Lamb of God, this sacrifice in the new Exodus, Jesus is the Lamb of God. It's no longer a sacrifice that is not permanent. It will be the one lasting sacrifice. The sacrifice that was promised through Abraham. God will provide. And this time, God is providing the Lamb of sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, the new exodus from our sins, away from our sins. That symbol is so powerful. Male, look at the symbolism. Male lamb, unblemished. Jesus is without sin, unblemished. And when Jesus was hanging on the cross on the sixth hour, in John chapter 19, verse 46, while Jesus was hanging on the cross, on the sixth hour, you know what the sixth hour is in Jewish time? 12 noon. And you know what's 12 noon in Passover? The exact time that the sacrifice of the lamb is being done in the temple. The same time that the sacrifice of the lamb is offered on the temple on the day of the Passover. So that at 6 o'clock, Jesus, when they were about to nail him, and they were about to kill him, hasten his death, what did they do? They broke the bones, the knees of those hanging with Jesus, hastening their death. And when they came to Jesus, they did not break his bone. because he was already dead. On the ninth hour of that day, he died. And no bone, in fulfillment of the sacrifice in the Passover, in the first Passover, that no bone shall be broken. The same symbolism in Jesus, when he was hanging and when he is being sacrificed, no bone was broken. And he breathed his last. Remember the image that I showed you last week. When he said, "It is finished, consummatum est." And then, schizo! The veil in the temple was ripped open, teared open from top to bottom, signaling the death of Jesus, signaling the opening of the heavens, signaling the opening of God and the ultimate sacrifice of the of blood of Jesus as the ultimate sacrifice for our salvation. There is so much power in that Lamb of God. And that is why I am trying to explain to you that every time you come here, you are partaking. Every Eucharist is a Lamb of sacrifice. And every Eucharist is the renewal of that promise, that covenant, that you will have eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. And when the Lamb of sacrifice is there, and when you accept the Lamb of sacrifice, you are guaranteed, we are guaranteed eternal life. That's a mystery that God has given us. That's a grace that God wants to us to partake. Honor it. Make it really fruitful in our lives by washing away the sins that is in us and being worthy to accept the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Make our lives worthy to accept the Lamb of God and make our lives experience the new Exodus, the new Passover in our life. This morning, I was in the March for Life. One of the placards that I saw there says, "Don't put laws on our bodies. Remove all your laws on our bodies." There were so many placards there saying, "Promote life, protect life." This year alone, there are 23,000 abortions here in Arizona. And this morning it was symbolized by 20,000 roses put on the walls where they had the rally for the March of Life. Pro-life. Each rose symbolizing life that was expelled, life that was taken away, life that did not experience the grace of life and did not have that right to life. It's so sad. Because 21st century, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, seeing us in this kind of society where there is no respect to human life in the womb of a mother, of a woman. And it's so sad. It's so sad. But there is hope. There is so much hope. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Let us see in the many things in our families, in our daily life, things that we can do to promote life, things that we can do also to help people experience God in their life and experience Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Lead them. And if you yourself, if us have not experienced the Lamb of God in our life, if we have not experienced the Passover of God, if we have not experienced the new Exodus, by all means, sometimes a simple knocking on the door of that small room of the confessional is just what we need to experience the grace of the Lamb of God. Sometimes one kneeling, when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we do is to bow down, kneel down, and recognize God, acknowledge God, is enough to experience the Lamb of God. There are many ways. I wish that you will experience and you will really recognize the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world in your life.